It's a conversation heard in every honky-tonk bar in America. The pinnacle of BS you have with your buddies. Conversations so outlandish and absurd that the honky-tonk bars all around America are the only places where these conversations can be had with a pure lack of any political correctness.
But that don't change the truth, none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other.
That's right. It's time for the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Here are your hosts, producer Raven and Odie Coyote.
It's the Bar Talk Happy Hour. I'm Odie Coyote with producer Raven. How are you guys doing? I hope you're having a howling good night tonight. Producer Raven, I gotta thank you so much. You know why?
Why?
Tonight you came up with an amazing set of stories, and also you gave me one of the best interviews I've had yet. You gave me Thomas Michael Riley.
I try.
We got him tonight, folks. We've got a special interview with him coming up on the show. You're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. We also got to talk about Luke Bryan and a recent photo shoot he's got. And let me tell you, the hunting, fishing, and loving every day superstar has found a new way to make more time for, well, hunting, fishing, and loving every day. We're going to talk about that. Got your concert calendar as well. We're going to get on to it. Make sure you get on your request, bartalkhappyhour.com, and check out your local station's listings. We'll be back with a whole lot more coming up. The Bar Talk Happy Hour. I'm Odie Coyote, back with some great news. We're going to get to that Luke Bryan story we were pitching out a little bit earlier ago. So Luke Bryan was set to be featured at the Houston Rodeo, and he had to have this great opportunity for a bit of a photo shoot. And because he's got a brand new album coming out, and or new single, I should say, called Love You, Miss You, Mean It, which features a moody side of Luke sitting in what appears to be arena seats. Surprisingly, this turned out to be one of his most straightforward photo shoots he's ever done. So here's the scoop. The setup was absolutely effortless. Like I said, he was going to be performing at the Houston Rodeo, and he needed a picture for the single cover. His social content media manager and concert photographer happened to be backstage with a really nice camera, and they found some original seats from the Astrodome in the hallway and seized the opportunity for a quick photo shoot. A 10-minute makeup job done by Luke himself got everything all set up, and it seemed like a really good photo shoot, because Luke's now got a new protocol he lovingly and kind of just humorously declared. 10-minute sessions, after all, he said, there's no reason to waste a perfectly good fishing day on a lengthy photo shoot. Well, folks, we have a lot more coming up, including Thomas Michael Riley's interview coming up very quickly here. Thanks for keeping it tuned right here to the syndicated show, the podcast, right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. We'll see you guys in just a minute. The Bar Talk Happy Hour. Odie Coyote back with you. We have an extra special interview tonight, and I don't want to waste much time on the introduction because he really doesn't need much introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome Thomas Michael Riley on the phone with us today. Mr. Thomas Michael Riley, how are you?
Odie Coyote, if I was any better, I'd be talking to you.
I'm glad you are. I'm glad you're chatting with us today, and I'm glad you're on the show. I really appreciate you taking the time out for us, and I am just going to kind of jump right into here. Now, Thomas Michael Riley, I have not actually heard of you before. I got contacted by one of your promoters and listening to your music, and it turns out you've been doing this thing a very long time. Can you tell the rest of the audience who maybe doesn't know you very well who you are, where you're from, and how long you've been doing this crazy ride called country music?
Man, I'd be happy to. 20 years ago, I quit my day job. I got a degree in English, and it let me teach school in a town called Liberty Hill, Texas. And then I stepped right into the music business when a guy named Gary P. Nunn picked up 8 of my songs, because I was a songwriter. And he put 3 of them on his greatest hits. They were Redneck Riviera, Cow Pasture Pool, and Perfectly Normal. So he told me, he said, Riley, you can get on stage with Willie Nelson, with me, with anybody, because your songs are unique to you. And I realized, hey, we're all unique, but we all have unique DNA. And so anything you tell comes from your perspective. So I said, thanks, man, I appreciate that. And so that kind of kept me going. So 12 albums later and 300 songs later, here I am. I didn't know if it would work, but I knew where my heart was telling me to go, and that was get out there and bring some music and laughter to the people that need it the most. So that's what I've been doing up and down the road and across the pond in Europe for the last 20 years.
So you're not necessarily maybe as known necessarily in the central U.S. I remember reading, it looks like you had a pretty good big following out in Europe. Can you talk about how that all got going?
Yeah, that started in Laufen, Switzerland. And they really liked what they called red dirt music or Texas music. Mm-hmm. And so they had a festival in Grindelwald, Switzerland. And you look out at the Eiger Mountains, and anyway, they had me come up and perform for that because I'd written original songs, and they just love songwriters. So they like original music, and so that's how that started. And then the word got out. I got on the Swiss radio, and so I've ended up. I played in Greece, in Switzerland, in Germany, in Austria, in France, and in Italy so far on 7 different tours. So, yeah, I'm really famous in a small area.
That's
wherever people listen
area.
To music. Yeah. So this is good for me to get on radio.
Well, we're happy to have you. And, you know, speaking of festivals and that, here's something I learned when I was talking to you. You've got your own festival that you've been doing for 17 years. What is that all about, and why have I not heard of it?
Again, I am no good as a promoter, but I am good about bringing good music out. And so the people I like, Luckenbach, Texas, everybody knows that from the song, but it's a real town with, you know, population 2 people. It's got a dance hall, the big stage outside. They asked me 17 years ago if I wanted to do a festival and just invite whoever I wanted. And I told them I would like to do that. So 17 years ago, I had my first one, and we've done it every year, including through COVID. So it's pretty cool. So nonstop. And I remember my first headliners on Friday night was Billy Joe Shaver, and on Saturday night was Gary P. Nunn. That was 17 years ago.
and
so since then, we've had some great folks through there. You know, people that you probably know them all. Guy Clark, Bruce Robinson, Charlie Robinson, Roger Craiger. Just and those are just some of them. Chris Wall, Hal Ketchum. I mean, so I've gotten to know all these people, and I get to invite anybody I want because it's my festival. So I just wanted good music for good people, and that was that's simple. So they let us all camp out too. And I'm telling you, the picker circles after, you know, I'm that's my favorite part, is after the music's noon to midnight, but then we sit around a picker circle around a fire, and sometimes it's just a fake fire because they have burn bands sometimes, but we just sit around and song swap. So you can imagine being up at 5 o'clock in the morning, singing songs with Hal Ketchum next to you, you know, and passing the guitar and passing a bottle. So that's the kind of setting that it is.
I'm sure you could say and tell us so many stories from those campfires and doing all that. I did want to ask, though, you know, speaking of songs and all that, I mean, you got some cool nominations. You had Album of the Year for Tommy. You were nominated for Entertainer of the Year and Song of the Year for the In the Garden, right?
You've been doing all these accolades. Yeah.
Where is all that coming from? I still don't get it. You seem like so talented, and yet I know you mentioned that you're a terrible promoter and all that, but we got to do something about this, man.
We need somebody that's good at that. I'm good at writing them. I'm good at singing them. I'm good at playing music and getting good players and to play with me. And I'm a pretty good entertainer because I like the people. I like seeing them, you know, uplifted. You can actually watch them glow a little bit and come off the ground when we play. And I'll run them through a gamut of human emotions because I have so many songs. And mm-hmm. But I think that's life. So it's always a good time. I like to leave them better than I found them.
Well, and you're talking about, you know, you're mostly known as a songwriter and all of that. Let me ask you this. Give our audience some name drops, some people who you've written for and had them release your songs.
Well, Chris Wall is one. And then, of course, Hal Ketchum. Mm-hmm. I said Gary P. Nunn. I got to write. They invited me from Texas to Nashville with a guy named Don Frimmer. Mm-hmm. And then Don Frimmer had, I don't know, I want to say, and you don't even know his name. Don Frimmer spells his last name P-F-R-I-M-M-E-R, and you have to Google him to find out. And then you see he has 20 number one hits. He can't even sing. He was an ex-English teacher in Montana. And so I sat down to write with him. You know, he said, Riley, he said, I don't like writing with anybody. He said, I wrote with Jimmy Foster. They wrote Meet in the Middle for Diamond Rio together. He said, but I like you for some reason. He said, so we kind of clicked. And so I got to co-write with him on several songs. And, you know, but it's just, you hear voices in your head and you write them down and sometimes they work. And for me, if a song won't leave you alone, then you finish it. If it'll leave you alone, then I'll just walk away from it. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times they just keep calling you back.
300 of them.
So, yeah. Yeah. And those are the keepers. There's some really bad ones in the trash can.
Oh, I'm sure. You can't always have a winner. Yeah. Nine times out of 10, you might just strike out, but it's that 1 in 10 that just makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah.
Is there out of the 312 albums, right, that you've had, is there one that you're particularly most proud of?
No, you know, they're kind of like your kids, so you can't say I love this one more than the other, even though some of your kids are uglier than other ones and some are prettier. But the one right now is that I like the best is called Feel Rich, because I didn't know what it meant to feel rich, you know, 2 years ago, but before I wrote the song. And so I had to sit down and write, what is it to feel rich? And so that one, because, you know, you keep evolving it as you go through life and you learn things that you did not know. And it turns out feeling rich didn't have anything to do with money. So it turned out to be a pretty cool song. So that's one of my favorites.
And you got
one that they, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and then the other one that you've got pushing out right now is called Lucky I'm Not Dead. And that's the one we've been
I am lucky I'm not dead. The little things like that you take for granted. I forgot that's on the radio right now. Thank you. That was a fun song about something simple. A little red-headed girl in a pickup truck. So it's kind of cliches, but it's not. It turns out to be a good, fun song.
That's the one that we got turned on to and the one that we've been pushing. I think we'll play that one next if that's all right with you.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, that one turned out to be a good crowd pleaser. When I usually kick a show with that song just to grab your attention, you mm-hmm. know, and here we go.
All right, real quick, as we wrap this thing up here, if people want to learn more about you, where can they go to do it?
I would just Google me, Thomas Michael Riley, or go to thomasmichaelriley.com.
You heard it first. Get over there, folks. This man's about to take off. ThomasMichaelRiley.com. Don't misspell it. He's probably onto something. Just Google it, because you can get him not only on a site, you can see his tour and calendar, find out if he's going to be nearing you. Are you touring around the U.S.? Are you going to mostly be in Texas here lately? Or where can people find you, I guess, at?
Well, I play out of the country more than I play in the country. But Texas for right now, and then and then when the summer folds together, don't tell anybody, but I get out of Texas in the summer because it's too damn hot. So I like to go to foreign places like Iowa,
oh, well.
And Minnesota, and Colorado, and New Mexico, and Montana, and Europe.
I'll tell you, Iowa ain't that much cooler in the summer. We can get just about as hot. You need to come around the fair time. That's the best time to be here in Iowa.
All right. Well, I trust you. I'm going to come to Iowa and you tell me. I've even been to places like Cedarburg, Wisconsin for a strawberry festival. So it's.
Well, there you go.
But Texas is not where you want to be in the summer.
No, it is not. Out in Austin last year, and it was 111 when I was out there. But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Just melt your feet off practically. Well, thank you so much for Thomas Michael Riley and everyone here. We're going to have his new.
How's it going, everybody? It's the Bar Talk Happy Hour. I'm Odie Coyote back here real quick with you for one more little break here. Just wanted to thank Thomas Michael Riley for giving us such a great interview. He certainly rocked our world here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Make sure you're checking your local stations. Tell them that you want to hear the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
and also bartalkhappyhour.com. We're working on getting some social media pages, I think, up dedicated just to the show. But tell your favorite station that you want to hear Bar Talk Happy Hour. We're certainly looking for new ones. The podcast will be out at 7 p.m. Central every Saturday. So make sure you guys tune in next week for the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Modi Coyote and for producer Evan, we'll see ya.
Thank you for listening to the preceding broadcast of the Bar Talk Happy Hour. The broadcast is copyrighted and may not be rebroadcast or retransmitted in any way without the express written permission from the show creator. For comments and questions, please contact us online, bartalkhappyhour.com.